This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The top stories happening in Houston.
This is what's trending in Texas.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. It's Tuesday. How many folks do you think are going to be on the road this morning?
It seemed actually kind of normal for me.
Was it really on the way in?
Yeah, there were a lot of people.
Maybe it's just the early risers that have to work this morning.
We know, us too, y'all.
Good morning and welcome into another hot day here in Houston. We'll talk weather. We'll talk top three things that are trending in just a moment. Also, a little jury duty coming up in about 10 minutes and Mo Knows Country just about 20 minutes away. Here on the Morning Bullpen. My name is George. Over there is Mo. Good morning, Mo.
What's up?
Eric with a K, also here. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
You were texting last night that Taekwondo was a little light.
There was about five kids in there.
Is that all?
Yeah, and usually the classes are packed.
Yeah, full.
I mean,
yeah.
That is a money-making factory. In case you ever want to print money, open a Taekwondo studio.
Maybe that's your retirement plan. Weren't you like the karate kid of Taekwondo when you were little?
I loved Taekwondo as a kid. And I was looking at my wife and I go, when I was growing up, we didn't have all these belt colors.
Yeah.
And they have like 30 belt colors now. And yeah. I looked it up. Our Taekwondo place is just making up belt colors.
Oh, it's
they're not recognized. Nobody cares. They're not real.
But if you want to get a belt color.
Yeah, everyone should get a belt.
That's right.
For everything they do, Eric.
Yes. Be recognized.
Yes.
We all deserve a little special attention.
A little recognition there. So, anyway, let's talk about the top things that you're going to be hearing about all day today. This is What's Trending in Texas.
Number 3.
You got alerted when you saw the Buc-ee's on fire, right? You're like, what?
Yeah.
What happens? The Buc-ee's. A building which was home to the first ever Buc-ee's Travel Center in the country caught fire yesterday. It was built in 2003, and they were actually demolishing it because they built a brand new one right next to it. And the new one is now the largest in the country, so forget the first one in the country.
Yeah, they were tearing it down anyway. It's fine.
Number 2.
Y'all saw that part of the road in Baytown, they were buckling because of the heat.
So I did not see that.
Them. No. Yes. Baytown, we see you. But I'm not sure if heat is what they're blaming for the crack on I-10 that is also causing an issue.
No.
It's in Beaumont, so it's drivers that are coming into Houston. So bad, they had to close I-10 because it's that hot.
That's okay. Don't come to Houston.
Stay out. We're full anyway. We're full.
And the top story trending in Texas.
What did you think when you saw eyewall replacement?
What's that mean?
It sounded like one of George's Nanai commercials is what it sounded like.
It does kind of, yeah.
Eyewall replacement. That's what they're blaming Hurricane Beryl, you know, instead of going away. It got smaller and then it got bigger. It went back. Eyewall replacement.
Wait, it got tinier and then it
barely smaller.
Bigger
yeah,
again.
Now it's a Category 5 as of right now.
Whoa.
This morning. Yes.
But it's like out in the middle of nowhere right now, right?
George, have you seen what it did?
What no,
and is still doing?
No,
what is it doing?
Oh, they've got drone footage from like the islands, and it's like completely obliterating.
I didn't know that. I thought it was still like in the middle of the ocean.
No. Yeah. I mean, maybe it is right this minute. I haven't checked on Beryl at the moment, but like it's not good. And then this eye wall replacement, I'm like, no.
You don't have a live track on your phone on Beryl right now. So.
Beryl, its name is Beryl. We're in for more triple digit heat today, and I guess heat is supposed to be good for keeping the hurricane away.
Okay, well then I'll take the heat.
You'll take the heat.
I'll take the heat.
Okay, Beryl, bring it on.
what's trending here in Texas. The top three things you're going to be hearing about all day today, and you hear about them first here on The Bull, thanks to our friends at Bayway Jeep in Pasadena.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
Every morning, we spend a little time bringing Bull Nation together to celebrate some good news. Just start out with your name, where you're from, and then just launch into what's making you happy this morning.
Hey, George, it's Bear. I have a 15-year-old beautiful daughter that enters the workforce today. She went for an interview yesterday. She is working for Sonic, and it's just... it's beautiful.
It's beautiful for you, or it's beautiful for her?
Well, I think it's beautiful for her, but it works out for me.
There you go. There you go. I love it. I feel like there's a lot of kids and parents that are in your same shoes, Bear.
Oh, yeah. I've got a son that works for Dollar General. I told you about the pets that come in, and it's just... it's all around great.
Well, nice to have those kids working out there, Bear. Good to hear. Thank you, sir.
All righty. Y'all have a great day, and I hope y'all had a great Memorial Day.
Thank you, sir.
Hoorah.
And can I get an amen for Bear and his daughter this morning?
Amen.
Amen.
There we go. You can hear that extra all cash right, coming into the house even as we speak. That's the way it works. We love hearing all about what's going on in your world and celebrating the good news, because we believe the more you celebrate good news, the more good news there is to celebrate.
All right, y'all have a great day.
713-881-5500. You could be our next amen here on The Bull. Do you invite people that you know are not going to come to the wedding just to get the gift or to get the invitation out there? Y'all know that I am new to this whole wedding stuff. Our first child is getting married. Now, we're on the groom side, right?
Right.
Yep.
So it's a little different. But we had a big weekend discussion this weekend about who to send wedding invitations to. Mm-hmm. We got the basics covered, like family, close friends.
Right, okay. Make that list.
But now that second tier of the list is coming out
the
there.
The B list.
And it's like, well, we got to send it to this. We got to send it to this. And I was like, those people are never coming to the wedding. And the answer was, yeah, but we might get a gift.
Yeah, it's yes, absolutely. The answer is 100% yes.
Do you really?
Yes,
because I don't think so.
Yeah, but you don't assume it's for the gift. You assume it's like they might show up.
No, I go, they're never going to show up, but at least they'll think we wanted them here.
Well, there's some celebrity type, not celebrity.
Whoa, but you know what?
Local celebrity.
Uh-huh.
That they're thinking about sending invitations to. And I know those people aren't going to come to my
side. But that's like a thing right now on TikTok where you send like invitations to like the president or like your favorite athlete. And then they send you like a card back.
So that's a thing.
Yeah.
Oh, big time.
I bet that's what it is. I was not aware of that.
Yeah.
Because it seems like it just seems no. You don't do it.
Well, and wedding invitations are not cheap.
They're not cheap.
No.
No, but if you get a gift out of it, it's a great investment, George. You should know that better than anybody about a good investment.
Did you all send an invitation to somebody that you knew was not going to be coming to your wedding?
I invited everyone and they all came.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we had 400 people at our wedding.
400 wow. people?
Whoa.
It was so fun, George, wasn't it?
I mean, it was fun, but I didn't realize there were 400 people there.
400 people?
Yeah.
I don't know 400
people. You
know,
the wedding planner's like, oh, you have like a return rate of this, and I'm like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, uh-huh. We'll see. Okay. No.
Oh, my
no,
goodness.
No shows on Moe's list.
I mean, there were a couple, but not enough to be significant, no.
Wow. What?
It's a risk you have to take when you're sending invitations.
400 people.
See, that's what I'm afraid of. That's exactly. That's what I'm afraid of,
yeah, you're
right?
Going to be buying them dinner.
If you send the invitation
they might
and they
show
come,
up.
Yeah, exactly.
They might be like, I need a weekend away. You know what? Let's do this.
let's go to
it'd
George's
so
kid's
nice
wedding.
To
what
see
the heck?
George.
I bet it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Eric, did you like send invitations to people that you knew would not come?
So many. But yes, we did get the presents. And I got a question for you, because this was a big debate at my wedding. Are you, George, the father inviting anybody that doesn't know your kid.
No.
You're not. Because that was a big debate at my wedding. Is my dad walked around, my son, this is my son's wedding. My son's getting married today. My son. And I was introduced to so many people at my wedding. Because my dad got a handful of invites.
No, I don't think so. They all know my kids. Yeah.
Wow. I think in our situation, it's different. Because my dad was like, my son is getting married. I need to tell everyone. I never thought this would happen in a trillion years.
At the time, you were a big deal in L.A.
He didn't know like what kind of person you were going to marry.
I wasn't going to say that part.
Well, that's
my
what,
son
your dad
is marrying
a woman,
a very curvy lady. Look at how curvy she is. Look at those childbearing hips.
I'm feeling a little bad about sending invitations to people that you know are not going to come.
Well, unfortunately, it's kind of a thing, George.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
So I should
don't
just move out of the way.
Don't be offended by it. It's a thing.
Everybody was on board. I was the only one. Well, I was the only one.
You're not paying for it, so do you really care?
Yeah. No, I understand that, but it's like, I don't want to put it off on her parents. I like her parents. That's the other thing. That's the other weird thing about this wedding is we actually like the parents.
I love it so much.
How are her childbearing hips?
I have no comment about childbearing hips. Hey, we have a big debate coming up about how you're going to celebrate 4th of July this weekend. That's coming up. Jury duty. Your calls give us the verdict. Your opinion gives us the verdict in jury duty. That happens at 7:10 this morning here on 100.3 The Bull.
Two words no parent likes to say or hear. Urgent care.
No! What time was it?
Oh, and guess what I got to say yesterday? Urgent care.
No.
Yep, because I woke up. So I take a nap every day, just briefly, especially during the summer when the kids are at home. I get to go home and nap. Mm-hmm. I was awoken from my nap by my son Ford, who is 5 years old, crying. My wife has her phone out. She's got the flashlight on, and she is digging in his nose, looking inside of it.
What is going on?
And my daughter Charlie is running around going, I tried to help with a pencil.
Oh, wow.
And I go, what is happening? What did I just wake up in?
It's a nightmare.
That's a wonderful way to wake up from a nap, by the way. Yeah.
Okay.
So my son Ford, evidently, my daughter has these little gemstones that are like stickers you put on your face and you decorate your face.
Yes, this is a thing.
Okay, yes. So they're tiny little like blue and white gemstones. Evidently, he wanted to see what would happen if he, and I think you can fill in the rest of this.
Shoved it up his nose.
There you go.
There we go.
Shoved it up his nose and it was gone. And evidently, my 9-year-old daughter, instead of coming to get us and wake me up and say, hey, daddy, your son did something stupid. Something dumber, yes. Mm-hmm. By sticking a sharpened pencil in his nose to try to dig it out.
I love siblings so much.
This is my favorite story of the summer. Okay. This is my favorite story.
So we have a gem in our nose.
Yeah. So we ended up going to urgent care.
What were you thinking? Like,
well, we wanted them to use some sort of scope or something and try to figure out if it was still in there.
We didn't want it to block an airway or something.
Extract it. I hear terrible stories of stuff getting stuck in noses for years.
Right, and then you have sinus issues and all that. Yeah, you don't want that to happen.
So we went and the doctor was like, he's a boy. And we go, that's your diagnosis? She's like, well, I looked up there. I can't find it anywhere.
Right.
If he starts to like cough, then maybe it's in his lungs. If he starts to sneeze, maybe it's still stuck up in there. But otherwise, can't really do anything.
Really?
It's just a boy who shoves crap up his nose.
See, I was never, and my boys were never nose shovers. Yeah. Do you ever get something? Good question. 713-881-5500. Did you stick stuff up your nose as a kid? Did you ever get something stuck up there? 713-881-5500. Stuck in your nose. Mo?
My mother-in-law tells a story of the pea in the nose. You know, the vegetable.
Your husband?
It was his brother.
Okay. He shoved a pee in his nose?
Yeah, which I think is like the standard nose thing, right?
To put a pee in your nose? I was going to say, is there a standard thing?
I think that's the one.
Okay, okay.
One.
Did they have to like take him to the doctor and get it out?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, I might still be up there. Okay. He's fine, though, is what I'm telling you.
Okay, good.
He turned out just fine.
Yeah. Eric, ever get something stuck up the nose?
No, I was never a nose sticker.
Join the conversation. 713-881-5500.
People are calling.
Yeah, you were never a nose sticker. Me either.
No.
Yeah,
no,
me either.
I was a bug eater, but not a nose sticker.
that is a very distinct distinction that I would like to keep between us here. All right, so we want to know. We'll get your calls next. Did you ever stick something up your nose? What got stuck? 713-881-5500. I had a loss to what to call these folks. Do we call them nose pickers, nose stuffers, nose stickers?
Actually, while you're trying to think of that, we have Clint online too. He's working in Fulshear right now, and he actually got his nickname as a nose stuffer because of what he stuffed in his nose. Right, Clint?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. What was it?
I was three, and I thought shoving raw pinto beans up my nose was a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
But my name's Clint, and so my older sisters, you know, coined the phrase Clinto Pinto Beans right after that. And it's...
Wow.
I'm 41, and my family still calls me that.
You're Clinto Pinto Bean?
I am.
Okay. That's good. No, it's good. I like this. We feel closer to you now, so... I love this. I got his nickname there. So
Stuffers of nose. You can get your nickname from
exactly. I what do we call him, Eric? What do you call him for? Nose sticker, nose stuffer.
I like stuffer. This all started because he stuffed a gemstone up his nose, and his sister's 9-year-old sister tried to dig it out with a sharpened pencil. Bunch of idiots. Rick and Waller, what did you shove in your nose?
Well, it wasn't me. It was my son. He was roughly around 4 or 5 years old. And I remember my wife was fixing some jewelry up. And it looked almost like a little gemstone as well. It was more rounded. So thank God it was rounded because it was easy to get out. But it was crazy. I remember scrolling through TikTok and Instagram. And I remember a little video showing us to blow on the other side.
I blew on that side
with panic. Mm-hmm. Wow, it flew right out. We were so relieved, but man, we were so shocked. We didn't know what to do, but I just snapped and I remembered that video and I was like, let's try this.
You blew on the other side of your kid's nose. Like you put your mouth on the other side of the nose.
Yes, sir. I did cover his mouth and I made sure his mouth couldn't release any other air other than one side. Mm-hmm. And that was that other nostril and it flew right out.
Okay. Can you imagine? I can just imagine my toddler. I try to give her medicine.
Let me blow on your nose, baby. Yeah. That does bring a whole new meaning to blow the nose, Rick.
Wow.
The other option is this thing called the mother's kiss, which we hilariously tried to my son Ford. It's where you plug this other side of the nose, okay? You plug it, push your finger up against it. Then you basically give your kid mouth to mouth.
Oh, blow
you just
the
make
mouth.
A seal over their mouth and go... And in all of the TikTok videos, the stuff flies out.
Stop.
Now we're chasing Ford around trying to plug his nose going,
no.
And his nose is not working. He's crying.
I'm worried about the psychological damage that your children, Rick and Eric's kids, are going to have from
here. Let daddy make a seal over your mouth.
From TikTok? What?
I love it. Veronica, tell us your nose story, your nose stuffer story.
Hi, good morning. Yes, my mother-in-law, she tells us to us all the time when we're together that my sister-in-law, I don't know how she managed to get one of those produce bags when you go to Walmart and you just, you know, where you put your tomatoes, like Eric said.
Yes.
I don't know how she got one of those. And she's like maybe 3 or 4 at the time or 5. So she ripped it apart and one of those long, she stuck up a long, long strip of plastic up her nose. So I think my father-in-law came in to like say hi to her daughter after work.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, hey, you know, did you shower the baby girl? Like she stinks, you know, like what is wrong with her?
Oh, no.
She stinks. And they picked her up, and they're like, my mother-in-law says that she's like, no, I just baked her, you know, she's good. She hasn't been playing around, nothing. And then she didn't notice, so she left it. I guess they didn't know what to do. Yeah. They didn't find anything, but they let it go for about 5 days.
Oh, it's rotting.
Produce bag in her nose for 5 days, and they didn't notice.
5 days. Oh. Yeah. No.
And she started stinking. So, the only reason they knew is because her nostrils stank.
Yes, they took
it. I cannot. Veronica.
Okay, all right, all right.
Okay, I think I'm done.
I've got enough nose stuffers. I've had enough. Wow. All right, I think you're good. A little gemstone up the nose.
Fine,
it's
just
fine.
Leave it there.
At least it's not going to stank the place up once it's up there for a few days. Stuck up your nose. Thank you all for your stories here on the Morning Bullpen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, Eric with a K, and time to have a little fun this morning. It's 10-minute tune time here on the Morning Bullpen Show. This is where Eric takes a phone call from you, and he's going to pick a phone call and create a song in 10 minutes. And it all starts with your suggestions here to the show.
Jack's on the phone in Houston. Hey, Jack, what do you think Eric should sing about?
Hi, good morning. Listen, when I was just a little boy, I probably knew how to grasshopper. We lived in an old wood frame house, and it was on some piers up off the ground. And back in the day, they had window weights that would hang from the windows to help you open and close the windows.
Yes.
Well, I would hear that wind blowing through there, and I'd hear those window weights rocking back and forth, and it'd scare me. I thought it was a monster. So my mother told me that I didn't have anything to worry about because that was Mousy on a motorcycle. And I said, Mousy on a motorcycle? And she said, yeah, Mousy rides a motorcycle in between the walls. So I was never scared again of a monster. I just knew that was Mousy on a motorcycle. So I just love to hear a song about Mousy on a motorcycle. How about that one?
Naturally,
Jack. I love you more than you could know. That's the greatest story ever.
And even if Eric doesn't pick you, you should keep calling. Call every day and tell that whole story every morning, okay? I love it.
Hey, I love your show, man. And every time I hear this, I think, my God, that'd be just amazing.
Mousy, it was amazing. Mousy on a motorcycle.
We're on your team. We're on your team, Jack.
Yeah, absolutely. 713-881-5500. Brittany. Hang on, bring us back to it, Brittany. What do you think Eric should sing about today?
My husband's selective hearing.
No.
Tell us what made you think of this, sister.
Oh, I think about it every day.
What's his worst offense?
I repeat myself at least 100 times a day on what we're supposed to be doing that day.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, we're eating and dreaming and breathing the schedule of the day, and they can't even remember that we have to go to swim lessons at 5 p.m. Like,
you have to tell us within an hour of whatever is next.
Yes, and even within the hour, I'm repeating myself.
Now it's time.
I'm sorry. What were you just saying?
Exactly. It's like you've got short-term memory loss.
That's so real.
Have you ever thought it's you, though, that you're the reason? So, no, okay, all right. I love this suggestion.
Yes,
thank you.
No problem, thanks.
All right, let's try one more. Becky is in Liberty this morning. Becky, what do you think we should sing about on 10-Minute Tune today?
Menopause versus menopause.
Oh, wow.
Women always get accused of going through menopause, but men go through menopause.
What's involved in a menopause?
Symptoms, yes.
Forgetting to take the trash out once a week, every week.
Same day, every time.
I see a theme. Thank you, by the way, Becky. I see a theme emerging here.
It's a phase
here.
Of the moon or something, and I'm here for it.
I like the Mousy on a motorcycle.
Obviously.
Yes.
But we had back-to-back calls from women who are on the verge with their husbands because they can't remember stuff. So
Eric?
I see a theme emerging.
I want to test Jack's resolve. I do want him to call back.
Yes.
I want Mousy on a motorcycle to become the mascot of this show.
Okay.
I want Morning Bullpen with a little mouse riding on a motorcycle with a little cute helmet.
Work on that.
The whole thing.
But the mouse should have like tattoos on his arms and stuff.
So. Call us back, Jack.
Okay, Jack. All right. So, Bud, what are you choosing?
Yeah, I think that the wives are upset. So let's give them a song. Let's do Britney, Selective Hearing.
Okay.
Selective Hearing. Okay.
I'm going through this right this second.
Okay. All right. That's going to be our topic today on a very weird 10-minute tune set up here on the Morning Bullpen. It's time to find out what Eric has created with our 10-minute tune today. You heard the suggestion a little bit earlier from Brittany when it came in and she was upset with her husband.
About it every day.
Let me try that again. Here's Brittany's suggestion.
Husband's selective hearing.
No.
Oh, I think about it every day.
That is the part we were waiting for. Yeah. So she thinks about it every day.
Funny.
Her husband's selective hearing.
Yes.
Do you have that with the plumber?
Yes. Y'all are all the same. Every single one of you.
What? What did I walk into?
Selective hearing. Eric, have selective hearing.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday I go, what time's Taekwondo again? She goes, we've been doing this for a year.
How do you
it's
not know what time it is?
Yeah. Every time we go.
I have to stop myself sometimes from doing that. If Deanna's, I'll text her. It's like, hey, where's so? And she's like, you put it away. I don't know. Where is it? So. But anyway.
I can't wait to see what you come up with.
Yes, I'm going to let you into the brain of a man, Mo.
Oh.
Yes.
Ooh, okay, all right.
So let's open up our ears and let the ladies in the style of No Diggity.
Yeah! Okay, all right. It's
ready.
Today's 10-minute tune on the Bull.
Every time that my woman's looking right at me and talking about the plans that we have next week, I'm staring right at her, looking in her eyes. But here's what's happening in my mind. In my brain, I'm singing jingles to commercials. I'm thinking of my roster in my fantasy football. I'm replaying episodes of Breaking Bad while she talks. I'm craving some tacos or burritos with a side of guac. Every time that she's talking, not listening. Hey, wait, stop, back up. Every time that she's talking, not listening. Hey, wait, stop, back up. every time that she's talking, not listening. Did you hear me? What? Every time that she's talking, not listening. Hey, wait, stop, back up.
Okay, that's one of your better efforts right there, sir.
Inside the brain of a man.
That is true, especially the Breaking Bad stuff. Why does that live in my head all the time?
The teddy bear in the pool, George, I think about it daily.
Hey, all the time. What is that? What is that? So, all right, what did you think of Eric's 10-minute tune? Ladies, you can download that and share with your friends. Guys, you can complain to Eric if you like. You can get it off our podcast. Here's what you do. Download the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, and when you get there, you find the Morning Bullpen podcast. Like that, and you will never, ever miss a 10-minute tune here from 100.3 The Bull. Tomorrow morning at about this time, we have Chris Young that's going to be on the show, and it's all Eric's fault that Chris Young is going to be on our radio show tomorrow.
So embarrassed.
Why are you embarrassed?
Because you're claiming to know Chris Young in a way that most morning radio shows and country radio don't get a chance to claim him.
No, I'm not totally claiming it yet. We're going to find out from Chris Young himself. Finally, because I've been on a journey over the last, 2 months?
2 months.
Yes, we've been on this journey with you.
I know, we've been going
through this with you, yeah.
So it started when he played Lago Del Mar, and he did a great job, and I started researching Chris Young. I wanted to know more about Chris Young. Turns out, born and raised Murfreesboro, Tennessee. I was born and raised Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Found out he went to high school at my rival high school, and we're only like 2 years apart.
Okay.
So that was 9 minutes from my house is where he went to high school. 9 minutes from the house I grew up in. So then I keep digging deeper, going, wow, we have so much in common. Then I find an article that says, did Chris Young miss his opportunity as a Broadway actor? He got started in community theater in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, in a production of Jack and the Beanstalk with the Sunshine Players, which was like a kids' theater group.
Right, exactly. In Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
And I belong to that theater group, George.
There's the connection.
And in Jack and the Freaking Beanstalk, I was Jack.
So you think that you and Chris
are best friends.
That one of the biggest country stars in the world was in a play with me when he was like 6 years old.
And he wants to talk about it.
Well, I want to talk about it.
That's why I'm embarrassed.
I don't know if Chris Young wants to talk about it.
I am telling you that I have reached out. I found another article about his childhood girlfriend.
Okay.
You know, at the time when they were in theater, they were really best friends, but they claimed they were boyfriend and girlfriend. I found her on Facebook because I was already friends with her because we were in the Sunshine Players together.
So you stalked a woman that you don't know.
Yes.
In an effort
to prove.
Living
her life saying she's Chris Young's ex-girlfriend, by the way.
Okay, valid. Okay, that
Thank
is
you,
valid.
George.
That is valid.
Let's be realistic here.
But you think
yes.
that there's going to be some connection. And here's the thing.
Gosh,
here's what you don't know behind the scenes.
What?
We have put out request after request to Chris's management company, his PR firm, and I think they're a little afraid
they
of us.
I think we're crazy.
But finally.
Yes.
He has agreed to come on the show tomorrow morning at 7:45. And we will be able to put this to bed.
I don't know. I think I'm going to take a sick day tomorrow.
No, please. You have to find out if Chris Young and I were in a play together when we were children. How crazy would that be? It gives me goosebumps to think about.
That would be crazy. I don't think. I think it was probably another production because you were a couple of years apart.
But not so much, George. I think maybe I'm 2 years older than him.
You're way older than Chris Young. No, I'm kidding.
He's way taller, though.
He is way taller. So I don't know. Okay. I don't know. It's going to be
interesting. He's usually a good sport. It'll be fine.
I think it's going to. I think we are going to prove that I inspired the career of Chris Young.
And then what,
yes.
Eric?
I'm never going to let you forget
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
I'm going to wear a t-shirt.
Wait a minute.
This is all making sense. We've talked to Chris Young before on the show, Mom.
Yes.
Isn't he a Dallas Cowboys fan?
Oh, like
yes,
the
he
biggest.
Is.
What is it with Murfreesboro, Tennessee kids and the Dallas Cowboys? What is that?
Oh, so, all right, I cannot wait.
He may hang up after we tell him what this is.
Oh, no.
But he has agreed to be on the show tomorrow morning at this time.
Hey.
We'll find out if Eric with a K was his inspiration.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for money. Because Mo knows country.
Time to see if Kim in Pearland can take some money from Mo. Kim, this is how you get $100.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions. And whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Why is that, Kim?
Because it's Mo's money.
Yeah.
It is Mo's money. All right, tell her to get out of here, Kim, and we'll get this game started.
Mo, get on out of here so I can kick your booty.
Oh, all right.
All right.
See you later. Good luck.
All right. Kim, I love you.
Five country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. Question number one. Usually, he's the one throwing things, but can you name the country star that had a thong thrown at him at a recent show?
Morgan Wallen.
Question number two. Rumors are swirling like smoke around this 91-year-old Texas country legend who just had to cancel three shows. Name him.
Willie Nelson.
Question number three. A one, a two, a three. Finish the name of Johnny Cash's band. It was called the
Tennessee Troubadours. I know that's not right. Oh, my God. Oh, no.
All right. Question number four. In 2023, big hair and big boobs were the rule of the day at a small town in Ireland that set the world record for the largest gathering of people dressed like which country star?
Chesapeake Big Hair.
Chesty. You know, busty.
I don't know.
Question number five. What Texas star had a huge hit with the song The House That Built Me?
Miranda Lambert.
All right, let's get Mo back in and find out what she's up against, okay?
Kim has so much energy, and I love her. I want her to call and just give me daily affirmations. She got three out of the five.
That's very, very average. Great job.
She's pretty excited about
it. Oh, no.
Let's see how you do, Mo, all right?
Okay, let's go.
Question number one. Mm-hmm. He's usually the one throwing things, but can you name the country star that just had a thong thrown at him at a recent show?
I think your hint would make me believe it was Morgan Wallen.
It was Morgan Wallen, and yes, he had a thong thrown at him.
I saw someone throw a cell phone at him recently also. Like, people stopped throwing things at concerts.
And then he broke it.
Yes,
he did.
That is correct.
Yeah, all right, you're tied 1-1. She got it right.
Okay, nice.
Question number two. Mm-hmm. Rumors are swirling like smoke around this 91-year-old Texas country legend who just had to cancel three shows.
Yes. Willie Nelson.
Yes, Willie Nelson.
I don't want to talk about it.
I know. He'll get better. He'll be fine. He's
all right.
Willie.
2-2.
Okay.
Question number three.
Mm-hmm.
A one, a two, a three. Finish the name of Johnny Cash's band. The Tennessee.
Four.
No, three. It was question number three, a one, a two, a three, the Tennessee three.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't know
that. Yeah. Kim did not get that hint either.
I thought 1, 2, 3, 4 would be next, George.
Tennessee Troubadours, which is actually a better band name.
Yeah.
2-2 is still the score.
Let's go.
All right, question number four. Mm-hmm. In 2023, big hair, big boobs were the rule of the day in a small town in Ireland that set the world record for the largest gathering of people dressed like which country star?
Dolly Parton.
It was Dolly Parton.
Yes.
That's really something.
I didn't hear boobs.
Not only did Mo get it right, she also got the mental image of George saying boobs. And she can never escape it. 3-2.
All right, let's go.
And final question.
Okay.
What Texas country star had a huge hit with The House That Built Me?
Miranda Lambert.
That is correct.
Yes.
It was Miranda Lambert. That's right. Mo wins today.
Final score was 4-3, Kim. I'm so sorry.
Yes.
Mo, just so you know, I would have tied if I'd have heard the boobs word. I'm just saying.
You missed George saying the boobs word? Do you need him to say it again?
No. The game is over.
Big boobs. No. Big boobs.
George ruined another thing for me.
All right.
And I really like that thing, George.
Kim, you know what you got to say to get out of here?
I know. I'm Kim from Pearland. Mo knows country, and she wins because it's Mo's money.
All right. Kim, that is correct. Thank you for playing along. Next chance to play, Mo, 8:20 tomorrow morning. You'll get a chance to take the cash here on the Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.